Hello and welcome to the Late Night Show with Steven Sisko. I am your host with the most, Sisko Steven.
And I am your co-host, Aiden Brown. Aiden Brown, the big dude.
In this podcast, we'll talk about tonight. We talk about everything and anything. And now in English, in this podcast, we talk about anything and everything. Here's what we'll talk about tonight. Stuff.
And things. How are you doing, Steven?
I am doing mighty fantabulous.
That is very good to hear.
How about you, big guy? Well, or should I say, 20-year-old big dude?
Yes. I am a 20-year-old man now. But to answer your question, Steven, I am doing very well. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. And thank you for making me ask you the thank you.
Wait, what? The thank you?
The thank you.
The thank you. Well, how was your week?
My week has been absolutely nutty, and that's nutty with a capital N.
Nutty.
We're talking about Skippy peanut butter type of nutty.
Skippy peanut butter?
Skippy peanut butter.
I have not had that in so long. I should probably get myself into that again.
What have you been up to this week?
Like 2 days ago, was it? When was my birthday? November 8th was my birthday as of recording this. This is 11/10/2022.
Aiden has forgotten his own birthday.
I'm sorry, everyone. I forgot my birthday. But anyway.
Arrest this man. He forgot his own birthday.
FBI, open up! But, yeah. My birthday was November 8th, and me, Steven, my family, and as well as our friend Devin,
who's been on this podcast for that special Christmas episode, and then our St. Patrick's Day episode.
Yes, and we went out to this restaurant called River Rock in New Jersey. That's where we're from. Well, no, not exactly, but we are from New Jersey.
Born and raised in the River Rock bathroom.
Okay, you just saying that, Steven, just made me think of that one time where we were recording that part two of Skyrim, and you said, no.
The Chili's bathroom?
Yeah, it wasn't part two, it was actually part one, what you just said. We're going to be teleported to a Chili's bathroom. Good times, good times. But anyway, yeah, we were celebrating my birthday there. I basically just got myself a salad, a gigantic salad.
It took him the entire time we were there to finish that entire salad.
Yeah. It was a good salad too, actually.
What would you rate it on the salad meter?
On the salad meter, I would rank it as a 10 out of 10.
A 10 out of 10 salads?
Yes. It was a good salad.
I had French onion cheese soup, and it was delicious.
Was that the only thing you had? I forget.
I also had a Jersey burger, which consists of a pork roll, egg, and American cheese on top of a burger. So you get meat on top of meat. And it's so good.
I think I was considering getting that for the celebration, but I was like, nah, I wanted to have that.
It's so good. I had that with onion rings.
Oh yeah. I also had fries, and I also had chicken strips. But I had it along with the salad because that's what I'm doing for now. And I get what I want with the salad as well. Because I do not want to do anything that would cause harm to my body.
Like, be teleported to a Chili's bathroom?
Yes. Be teleported to a Chili's bathroom is going to cause harm to my body.
If we don't tolerate a bodily harm at the Chili's...
At the Chili's bathroom.
At the Chili's bathroom.
But,
what else have you been up to other than this discussion about Chili's and their bathrooms?
Well, I haven't really been doing much other than schoolwork and just relaxing and working.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm doing I'm doing scene work for my acting class with one other person.
That's fun.
And I had my acting class yesterday, and we basically just had to present what we have right now for our scenes, and then our professor would just tell us like what we're going to be doing next.
Yeah.
Like, he was telling us like what kind of like a specific method of memorization of our lines.
Is it like method acting? Or sort of?
I'm not really sure. But, I mean, like, our thing was to basically have, like, a bunch of lines, like, put into, like, one segment, and then, like, one of us would be saying the lines, like, off book, and one of us would be reading the lines.
Interesting.
Like, to ourselves. And then it goes the other way around, and then the other person would read the lines, and then have one other person go off book, and then and with those lines until we get when we save those lines until there is no mistakes, and then we move on to like some other segment with a bunch of newer lines, and then memorize it, and then we do it over and over again until we finish the entire scene, I guess.
So ultimately you're stuck in a loop.
Yeah, pretty much. I also had to do a unit breakdown, which is basically just putting subtext in every single line that is in the scene itself. And it took me, like, forever to do it.
That sounds painful.
It is acting. That's how acting is in my acting class.
Ladies and gentlemen, NBs, acting is bad and you shouldn't do it, but here are the reasons why you should do it.
I love acting. It's a very good thing for me. It's my passion, and this could also be the reason why I am working on I was on set for a movie. Like I think we talked about it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or more.
I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah.
And then have people come and kidnap you and then tell you that they have Fortnite and Wi-Fi in their van.
I don't think people would do that, but whatever. But yeah, that's pretty much my highlights
of this week. That's all that's happened this week for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I can remember right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let me go into my week. Okay, so I had a biology quiz, a philosophy quiz. I found out about my jobs that I'm applying for. One, I just got new information about today. I spent like 2 hours applying and filling out paperwork until, like, midnight last night.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I got professors up the wazoo that I've been studying for. I got a philosophy exam next week, biology exam next week, biology quiz on Monday, a public speaking assignment on Tuesday, and, yeah, that's pretty much it.
That is a lot of shit you gotta do.
Yeah.
I mean, it is college after all. You're gonna expect to do a lot of work for everything.
Yeah, I am up the wazoo right now.
Yeah, that's just how it is, and it's very stressful.
Yeah,
especially when you're applying for jobs along with the assignments that you got to do with, like, for classes.
Mm-hmm.
And all the quizzes and tests that is coming up.
I will say, though, I am probably going to work either at one of the jobs or two of the jobs, because one of them is seasonal and only lasts till the end of December, and then the other one lasts till the spring. But the one that I just was working on the paperwork for last night, I think the pay is like $18.95 an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
That you're going to be making a lot more money than the money that I make right now at my job, if you get the job.
Yeah. I'm not going to say what it is, but essentially, I am a holiday clerk assistant.
I think I might know where you're working, but I'm not going to say it on the podcast.
But yeah, you probably have an idea.
Yeah. And is that like it? Is that the what you've been up to?
I saw the One Piece movie last week.
Oh yeah, like I saw you on TikTok like talking about it.
Yeah, it was really good. Alex and I went to go see the dub, and we went. I was in a costume, and I was just walking through the Freehold Mall in the costume. It was funny because like people are like looking at me funny, and I'm like, yeah, respect the drip.
What is this, the time where everyone is going to go see Minions, and they were all in Minion costumes?
Yeah.
But except Minions is just anime.
Minions is just anime. But, let me see if I have the photo.
Yeah, you gotta show me, man.
This was just me going through the Monmouth Mall, or the Freehold Mall. And I think my favorite part was after the movie was over, we went to Chipotle, and I was just sitting in the Chipotle in the costume, and I was going through the parking lot, and I looked through the window, and there's this person just like looking at me like, as I start going into the Chipotle.
Oh my gosh, man.
Yeah.
It must have been some day for you.
Yeah, it was really good. The movie was, like, really good. Alex has never watched an episode of One Piece in his life, and he was like, this movie's good. He gave it, like, a 9 out of 10.
How long was the movie?
Almost 2 hours.
So, like, if I decide, I don't even know if I'm going to see it because I don't watch anime, but if I decide I want to go see it for myself.
Yeah, the movie, it's, like, all music-related, too. So it's,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's really cool.
It sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
But that was our week, right?
Yeah. I mean, other than studying and driving myself into a grave, yeah, that was pretty much it.
All right. And let's move on to our next segment, which is Halloween. Like, what? Like some sort of Halloween activities that we've done. I mean, I can name one right now. Like you, Steven.
Yeah.
And myself, and with one other person. We went to go to the, was it Acasola Farms?
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I posted on my Instagram. we all went to go on hay rides. And
see, the hay rides were the fun part. The not so fun part was this getting stuck in a maze.
Yeah, we were just walking around the the maze trying to find the exit, but it seems like we weren't able to do that because it just brought us back to where we basically started. It was like we were all like, I don't really know how to describe this. It's basically like we just walk in on one side and then we just come out on the other side. Like, it seemed like to me that we were going to go on the other side of the maze, but we just went back to where we were, basically.
The annoying and confusing part was that when we got there, we initially thought that the maze would be at the same place as the hayrides. And then we had to go to a different place. And then we get there, and then we have to go through, like, a place in order to get to the back of the maze.
Yeah.
And just when we thought it was going to be easy, we went down another path, and then we get to the maze, and there's, like, three entrances, and one of them isn't even, like, an entrance.
Yeah. Maybe that other side, like, that other entrance was the exit. I don't even know. Or maybe those are just two entrances.
It was extremely confusing. And then we had to leave. And we didn't even finish the maze. We just were like, yeah, this was fun, I guess.
Yeah. But I think I said, like, as we were leaving, I was like, oh, I'm probably not going to do that again.
At least not that specific maze.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, a different maze that actually has a sign that says entrance and exit.
Yeah. They didn't really make it clear which one was the entrance and which one was the exit. Or if those two...
entrances were the exits.
Or those were just the two main entrances. I don't even know.
It was mind-boggling.
Akasola Farms, say something, please.
We're coming at you.
But
we're gonna make our own corn maze and it's gonna be better than yours.
I would imagine that it would require a lot of planting of corn.
Yeah. I don't know how to plant corn.
I used to do
Eden was a guardian of the galaxy.
I used to do gardening at my old house. But now that I'm not in the old house anymore, I don't do gardening, and it is at a freaking backyard that is much smaller than my old house. And there's not really much of planting anything.
Well, I mean, if you want to plant something, you could, like, get, like, a little, like, what are those things called? The sea monkeys?
I have no idea, but...
but you can make, like, a tiny little aquarium of, like, sea monkeys in your house, and you grow the sea monkeys.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But going on hayrides, getting lost in a corn maze, and I mean that's what we've done together. But I guess just for me, like on Halloween night, I was just doing what I would usually do, like every day, just relaxing. I didn't really do trick or treating this year or anything.
This was like actually like the first year we actually. Got trick-or-treaters at my house.
Oh, really?
Because I live in, like, a neighborhood where it's just, like, a bunch of, like, old people. It's just, like, everybody is away at college, and then there's only, like, a few couple little kids. But now that there's, like, more kids, they're just, like, all coming out of nowhere. And I had never seen half of these kids before.
I mean, I can imagine that it would be very hard to find because it's literally, like, buried in, like, the woods.
Yeah, my house is the literal definition of, like, something you would find in, like, a horror game.
Resident Evil. No, I'm just kidding.
It really is, though.
Or it could just be like a random haunted house in a game, and you'll just have to go and investigate.
I would love to turn my house into like a haunted house. I think that'd be so cool.
I'll definitely volunteer to work for you.
The haunted Stevens house.
Yes. Maybe it could be better than the haunted theater at our school.
The haunted Steven house.
The haunted Brookdale Steven. Wait, what? The haunted Steven Cisco house. But,
my cat would be a boss fight.
She could be the, like, instead of her being a black cat, she could just be, like a scarier version of herself. I don't know how, but...
She's already scary enough.
I want to meet your cat.
I've got, like, scars on my, like, arm from her.
Oh my gosh, man.
I don't know where they are. I'm wearing a sweatshirt right now. They're underneath.
But, yeah, just me relaxing on Halloween night and going on hayrides with you, Steven, and the other person.
Yeah, the other person enjoyed it, and yes. I enjoyed those cardboard cutouts of Batman and SpongeBob. They looked really bad. They looked like they were like made by like a kindergartner's art class, but they're so funny.
Did you show me that?
No, remember on the hayride those stand-ups?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a bunch of freaking random characters. Like, I can remember like Shrek, Batman, Patrick. Wait, was Patrick on there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Patrick, Squidward.
Squidward.
And SpongeBob.
Squidward.
No stinky like Mr. Krabs. But yeah, that was basically our Halloween, right?
There's going to be a group of listeners that just stop listening after they heard No Stanky Leg, Mr. Krabs.
Yeah, and we should move on to our next segment, which is my birthday.
His birthday.
We technically already talked about a little bit on my birthday already, but...
We did.
But my birthday was November 8th, as I said, and... I've got, like, a bunch of freaking gifts.
He did. Do you want to talk about my birthday card that I got you?
Yeah, Steven had the audacity to get a card that had a hot dog, that was literally a hot dog, and he wrote down, was it, I forget what the actual, like, beginning part of this, but he went as far as putting down sitting on a hot dog in it. I took it and accepted it as, like, a birthday gift because I had to. But what really annoys me about that card is that I have a song called Sitting on a Hot Dog, which I absolutely do not like anymore.
It's Aiden's best song. It's the greatest. It's a cinematic masterpiece. For those who haven't listened to it, you should.
Please don't.
You should.
I cringe every freaking time I listen to it.
You wait. We're going to play it at Nogfest. Just you wait.
If... I swear. But other than Steven's hot dog card, I've got a bunch of freaking gift cards and money.
Do you want to talk about Bridget's... the mosque?
Oh, yeah. My cousin Bridget, she gifted me, like, a decoration of, like...
She gifted you?
Like, she got me, or she made me something that looks like a bush, and said, like, I think Haunted Theater on it. I don't know.
Can we talk about if that was your costume, now that Haunted Theater is over?
Oh, yeah. My costume, I was a ghillie suit. for the Haunted Theater, and my cousin was also in it. She was a nun, and she made me a bush, decoration.
It's like a little diorama.
Yeah.
Almost like a tiny little Funko Pop statue.
Yeah. And I was not expecting that to happen. Like, she was telling me, when she got it to me, as I was opening it, to be careful with it, because I didn't really know what it was. I thought it was... I mean, it seemed like it was something fragile.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it pretty much is. But when I saw it, I was like, oh wow, this is great. Sorry, what were you going to say?
For those who don't know what Aiden's describing, he pretty much was like Swamp Thing from DC. He looked like Swamp Thing.
Well, the point was I was supposed to look like a bush.
Yeah.
And then just jump out and scare people. I've got a bunch of people who... I'm going a little bit off topic, but I got a bunch of people that called me Chewbacca.
What?
I was like, what the... I don't understand how people see Chewbacca out of my costume. Because I'm not a tall, brown-looking thing that would go...
Yeah, that's definitely the sound that Chewbacca makes.
Yes. But, I've also got a bunch of gift cards, like an Amazon gift card from Steven, and I've got a bunch of, fast food restaurant cards,
Yeah, you got a lot of fast food restaurant gift cards. What did Devin get you, other than the CD?
That was basically, that was his only gift for me. It was just the CD, I think.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's like an unofficial EP that me and Devin did. It was basically just a compilation of four different versions of my song, The Difference.
It was cool. I I was telling him that when he was doing the cover art, I'm like, dude, you need to use a ruler to make the lines straight. And he's like, no, this is how it's going to be. It's going to be this handcrafted, one-of-a-kind, deluxe edition, Aiden Brown the Big Dude.
Well, I'm thinking about putting one of those songs, one of those versions on my album. Like an extended version of my album, which is, I mean, it's still not out yet, but...
You should do a demo album of songs that you've used or recorded but didn't put on albums.
Maybe. But other than my gifts and us going out to dinner with my family and with Devin and Steven, that was pretty much my birthday, and now I am officially 20 years old. Which is very weird.
Yes, it is weird that I'm not going to be 20 for another 2.5 months. And this dude of big size is bigger than me and older than me.
Yeah, but that was my birthday.
Pretty nutty.
Yeah.
What was your favorite gift that you got?
My favorite gift?
Obviously, my card was your favorite, because I know it was.
The Amazon gift card was my favorite.
Yeah?
Because that's my go-to place.
Well, Amazon's not really a place, it's a website.
Yeah.
You can't go to Amazon and be like... That's like going to one of their warehouses and be like, I'll take 20... Fortnite gift cards for here, please.
I mean, that I would use that website for ordering a bunch of stuff.
That's generally what a lot of people do, Aiden.
Yeah. But yeah, and then Yeah, that's pretty much it.
What are you going to order with it on Amazon?
I have no idea, but I'll definitely think about it in the meantime.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than birthday and Halloween, we should move on to another segment that we have.
And what would that be?
How we feel about the first college semester coming to a close in about a month.
Well, this is your first college semester. This is my second semester.
Wait, I thought you started last fall.
I started in 2021. So I took a fall semester, a spring semester, this fall semester, and I took classes in the summer.
Gotcha.
Of 2021.
Gotcha. Well, it is my first ever semester, and this semester went so fast.
It did. Have you already booked your advisor for picking your classes?
I have.
Have you picked your next classes?
I have not done that yet, but that's probably going to be something that I would have to deal with my advisor, like what classes that he or she would. I mean, I don't really know who it is because I just booked like an appointment with someone, but I might switch it and go with my disability service person.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he would have like a plan of what I should take for, because I don't really know for sure. Like, I'm definitely going to be doing like some, I think another English course and another math course, but.
Are you taking another acting class?
Yeah, I'm definitely doing another acting class. I might be going to another, like, a level of acting. I don't really know what it is right now, but I should find out, like, what my disability service person has in store for me, and if it's something that he would recommend me to take.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be doing an acting class because it's required in my major.
The acting bug is in Aiden's blood. It's coursing through him as we speak.
Yeah.
He's got the bug.
The bug. But yeah, like the first semester for me is just it went so fast, and it doesn't even feel like that it's about to end.
It did go by really fast.
There's like 6 weeks left, right?
Well, I don't even think it's like 6 weeks. let me take a look, because I know the term ends, I believe, the week of the 18th to the 24th,
mm-hmm.
right before Christmas. Because
mm-hmm.
I know my finals are on that week.
Yeah.
So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah, 6 weeks.
I basically would just have, well, six weeks is going to be coming up very fast. And, well, anyway, like, I only have, I think, one final exam for one of my classes. That would be my math exam for my algebra, my introductory algebra class. And the rest of my classes is basic, either essays or just like a final take of the scene that I was telling Steven about earlier on. And yeah, that's what's going on with the upcoming weeks of the first semester. And I think what I want to accomplish, like before the semester ends, is that a lot of the essays that I'm writing in my English class, I have not been doing great on, and it's leading me to basically get some help with either my professor or just make like a writing lab appointment with someone. Because I'm not really good at writing essays.
I, on the other hand, could write an essay for about 3 hours, and then halfway through that, I'll re-edit everything, and then my essay will be twice the length by, like, the fourth hour.
Oh my goodness, man.
Yeah. Writing is my specialty. Math is not my specialty.
Neither math or writing is my specialty.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense that it is your specialty because your major is journalism.
It is. Yeah. I'm actually considering switching my major to my minor and becoming or studying history.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I gotta give it some thought, but I'm thinking about it. I might, who knows, maybe down the line I'll become a history teacher. I don't know. I could be the next Mr. S.
I would definitely like to come to your class. I don't even know if I'm going to be a student.
Yeah.
But
one thing I definitely don't want to do if I become a teacher down the line is become a high school teacher. I would rather, like, jump off a bridge than have to teach high schoolers.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were still a student, by the time, like, if you do consider being a teacher,
mm-hmm.
And you actually take the job, I could probably sign up for your class.
That is, if you're an elementary school student.
Yeah.
He then has to travel back in time to sixth grade.
I wish it was possible to go back in time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's basically how we feel about first semester of this year and what we want to, you know, basically achieve.
I don't know exactly what classes I'm going to take next semester. Mm-hmm. I need another 28 credits in order to graduate. Okay. I have currently, after this semester is finished, I'll have 32.
I have like, I would say like about 3 credits right now. I mean, I'm counting my summer course as, I mean, it is counted because I literally see it in my.
I took the same summer course that you did and got 3 credits.
Yeah. So like I got 57 credits left to graduate.
That's insane. You're just getting started.
Yeah. And I'm definitely going to be here next year.
Yeah, I'm gonna take probably another semester after the spring. I might take summer and winter classes. That way, I don't have to take them in the next year. Last semester, I took like 17 credits, and the one before that, I took 14. So I went like 14, 17, and 13. So it's all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking that I should probably get myself into winter classes too, but I don't even know if I should or if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to be able to have some freedom to do what the heck I want before the spring semester.
Yeah. The thing with that is you have to have enough time in order to do things that you want to do.
Yeah.
But you also have to time manage.
It's hard in college.
Yeah, that's the thing that high school doesn't really teach you. It's like, yeah, the second you graduate high school, you're going to be overwhelmed with buying books, not using the books that you already bought, and then going to every single office hour you can possibly do in order to somehow make sense of what you're learning.
Exactly, and that's why I had to take that summer course to learn about it.
Yeah.
And now actually doing it, it's very complicated.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. Because you gotta do everything yourself. But you're gonna have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
With what you're doing yourself.
I don't know what classes I'm gonna pick for my next semester, but I'm probably gonna take another journalism class. I actually saw that there's like a Japanese class. I thought that was like super cool.
You could be like the next anime voice actor or something.
Maybe.
I'm just kidding. I mean, yeah. But yeah, that's basically what we're accomplishing it before the semester and what our plans for next semester is. And yeah.
Do you have anything before we wrap up our recording, Aiden?
Yeah, I have something I want to say. It's not confirmed yet, but I've applied for a TV show for, was it, like, I'm not gonna say what the actual thing is, because one thing, I don't know what, if I'm gonna be in it, and two, if I'm going to be in it, it's gonna be guaranteed that I have to keep it confidential.
Mm-hmm.
And I have in-person auditions for this TV show next week, next Thursday, I think, like after school, and hopefully once I go in for my audition, I should find out whether or not I'm in it, and or if I'm in it and I get like a role that I want to get a lead. But I also apply for an extra just in case I don't get one or something. If I don't get a lead, because I'm pretty sure there's gonna be a lot of extras for this first episode or something.
Have you started shooting it yet or not yet?
No, not yet. Like I said, I'm only going in for the audition right now.
Gotcha.
And I don't know what the outcome is going to be until I actually go to my audition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's next week. And once I find out what my role is, if I get one, I should find out when the shooting is and where it's going to be. And yeah, that's basically what I wanted to say about what's happening for me for the upcoming weeks.
I am going to be crunching. My Quizlet at the start of the semester had a couple things. At the end of the semester now, I've made more Quizlets than I have my entire life.
I haven't even used it for college yet.
I am seriously considering getting the Quizlet like premium.
Mm-hmm.
Only because Quizlet used to like be able to let you take multiple practice tests. Now you can only take one practice test.
Really?
It's so annoying. So I used the flashcard feature, and then the night before I go to take the test, I take the practice test.
And they only make you do it once for free?
Yeah.
Wow, what the heck? What the heck happened, Quizlet?
I it's so annoying. I don't know why. They were just like, yeah, we're going to change this thing.
I was able to do multiple practice tests, like, as well for high school, but...
Yeah, I don't know when they made the switch to making it free to not free. But I remember doing the same thing in high school.
Yeah, it's weird.
If I decide to use Quizlet for tests and for whatever classes I'm taking for the spring semester, I'll do it. Because right now, there's not really much I could do with Quizlet because there's no classes that I'm taking that would have me study from there.
Mm-hmm.
But is that where we should wrap up, or?
Unless you have anything else, Aiden, I'm exhausted and hungry.
I am a little hungry too. I think we should wrap. We should start wrapping up.
Well, thank you guys for listening to our second episode of The Late Night Show with Steven Sisko. Reminder that this is a morning podcast recording meant for a nighttime audience.
Yes.
If that's not a big enough mind, you know what. But yeah, I am your host with the most, Steven Sisko.
And I am your co-host, Aiden Brown. Aiden Brown, the big dude.
Okay, guys. Have a good day, afternoon, morning, night, whatever you listen to this podcast. Make sure you go and check out our other podcasts that we recorded 2 weeks ago, or the podcast recording that we recorded 8 months ago. We got some YouTube stuff coming up. I don't know what we're going to do with Splatterfest. I mean, we really haven't had time to do anything with it this year. Only because biology is kicking my ass. But, yeah. Have a good one, guys. You were going to say something?
This is Aiden Brown, the big dude. Steven Sisko. Signing off.
Until next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.